The next story is a real mashup. It combines French, Israeli, and Chinese culture all on a small farm on Long Island. What's growing? Alex Galifant sniffs out the story for us.
Lavender by the Bay is a busy place on a Saturday in midsummer. It's a farm in East Marion, New York, not far from the tip of Long Island's North Fork. Based on the farm's name, you can probably guess what's blooming. Lavender. It's everywhere you look and everywhere you smell. Bees abound, buzzing away in the flowers, paying no attention to human visitors. Lavender by the Bay is the work of Serge Rosenbaum and his family. Serge grew up in Paris, not Provence, but still the land of lavender. When he turned 18, he moved to Israel to live on a kibbutz, where he picked up some useful farming techniques. After that, he married an American, Susan, and together they moved to the U.S.
We bought a house in the neighborhood, on a dune, nothing was growing, and because I know drip irrigation, I put some plants, because I'm from France, lavender plants with a drip system, and it worked fabulous. So I said to my wife, well, you know, it's nice.
They grew more and more lavender, giving it away to friends and neighbors, until those friends and neighbors said, enough.
Say, leave us alone with your lavender, we don't want any more. So we put a small bench in front of the house with lavender for sale. We went to the beach. We came back. There was plenty of money in the pot. So I said to my wife, oh, something is cooking there.
So a decade ago, Serge and Susan bought this farm. Its 17 acres are now home to some 60,000 lavender plants.
My goal is to start exporting to France. It's a joke, huh?
As it turns out, there's a pretty healthy market for lavender right here in the U.S., but the main interest doesn't seem to be coming from Americans. Most of the visitors to Lavender by the Bay are Asian, Chinese, Korean, people from Hong Kong, and some from Japan. They wander through the fields, mostly taking and posing for photos. I ask one woman why she's drawn to lavender.
I think this flower stands for romantic things for Chinese, for Asians. Yeah,
like Chinese love, like France, European, like that kind of romance.
This is Sing Sing. She's Chinese and currently lives in New York.
I love this flower, and especially my sister. She loves these kind of flowers. Yeah, she just went to the Hungary. Yeah, and she's on purpose to see those flowers and buy a, how to call this flower?
Lavender.
Lavender honey.
Don't lose your receipt, guys, because this is your credit inside the store, okay?
Hanan Rosenbaum is Serge and Susan's son. Yes, the farm is now a family affair. Hanan and his dad think they know why so many Asian visitors are stopping by.
What I hear is that there's a movie, a Chinese movie called Lavender, I believe, and it takes place in Provence, and it's a love story.
There was a movie done in 2001. It's like a Romeo and Juliet story. The guy died in the lavender field, and it's very romantic to women. That's why they're very attracted to the lavender, and they like to take pictures in the field. That's the reason.
Other Asian visitors to the Rosenbaum's farm also mentioned a lavender movie from Hong Kong and a Taiwanese TV series also called Lavender. There's lots of lavender-scented romance on film, it seems. Who knew, says Serge Rosenbaum.
It's wonderful. I mean, we did the farm without any thought about the Asian community, and it's really like it's clicked. It's like amazing.
Another young Chinese couple were taking pictures amid the lavender. Zemi and Sherry live in Queens. She works in a beauty salon. He's a computer science student.
We take a picture here. Smells very good, and we love this place.
Zemi was wearing a suit. Sherry had on a white dress, and their baby was asleep in a nearby crib.
You know, the baby is 2 years old, so we just want to memory this point.
Thank you very much, you guys. Welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
What's the name of your baby, by the way?
Elsa. If you watch the movie Frozen by Disneyland, the Frozen, very famous for the child, so her name is the same as the queen of the Frozen. It's called Elsa.
There you have it. France and its romantic lavender may win the day, but it seems America's Disney is still winning the war. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, East Marion, New York.